Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Parah, the fifth parak, Mishnah 7 and 8. Hashoket shebatsela ein mamalin ba, vein mekadshin ba, vein mazin mimena, vein asricha samin petzil, vein aposelos es hamikva. So a trough in a rock, you cannot collect in it or sanctify in it or sprinkle from it, nor does it require an exactly fitted lid, and it does not render a mikvah unfit. Haisa kli v'chibra b'tzid, memalin ba, umakadshin ba, umazin memena, utzricha samin pasil, uposelas asamikva. Now, if it was a vessel, and he bonded it with lime, so you can collect in it, sanctify in it, sprinkle from it, it does require an exactly fitted lid, and it renders a mikvah unfit. Nikva milamatan ufakaka bismartut, hamayim shebesocha psulin, bifnei she'enam agulim kli. So, if it was perforated at the bottom, and he plugged it up with a rag, the water in it is rendered unfit because it is not enclosed within a vessel. If it's at the side, and he plugged it up with a rag, then the water in it is fit because it is enclosed within a vessel. So, minatzad upakam b'smartut hamayim shebesocha ksherim bifnei she'enam agulim kli. Asula atar shaltit vahalchu hamayim lasham psulim. So if they made for it a crown of clay and the water reached there, it's unfit. Asula atar shaltit vahalchu hamayim lasham psulim. Im haya bri kadei shiinatel imaksher. But if it was so firm that if it would be removed, it would remove it with it, then it is fit. So we make the trough in the rock a receptacle in a boulder. Okay, and if rainwater falls into the trough and it flowed from it into a mikveh that contained less than 40 sah of water, the mikveh is not rendered unfit due to the mayim she'uvim, the drawn water, because the trough is not a vessel. But if the trough was a vessel, then the mikveh would become unfit. And we say that if it's perforated, it's not considered as enclosed within a vessel, but if it's on its side, and he plugged it up with a rag, as long as the hole was a little higher than the base, so then the water in it is fit, and it is enclosed within a vessel. Now, if they made for this trough a vessel, a crown of clay, raising the brim all around, in other words, it's all around the top of the trough, it makes the vessel higher, but the water reached that point where this crown is, then it's unfit. However, if it was firm, if the bond that attaches the crown, the rim to the trough is strong, so strong that if they remove the crown, if they pick up the crown by itself, the trough would come up with it, so then it is fit. Mishnah 8. Shtei shekatos shebe'evin achas, two troughs in one stone, kidesh achas mehen, and he sanctifies one of them, hamayim shebeshnia ena mekudashin, the water in the second is not sanctified. Haya nekuva zu lezu, kishapapores hanod, osha hayo hamayim safin al hagabehen, afilu kiklipas hashum, v'kidesh es achas mehen hamayim shebishnia mekudashin. However, if they were perforated from one to the other like the spout of a water skin, or if the water washed over them both, even if only like a garlic peel, a small, thin peel, and he sanctified in one of them, the water in the second is also sanctified. Okay, because he put the apar ashes into water of one of the troughs. The water in the second is also sanctified because in these cases it's all considered as a single vessel. Tomorrow we'll learn Mishnah 9 and the sixth parak, Mishnah 1.